Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's time once again to meet our community, the Hispanic business community here in Orange County, powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, with the man who knows everybody and brings in the coolest food, like today, John Gutierrez.
That's right. Welcome to our community podcast show powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. I'm your host, Senior Vice President John Gutierrez. And with us today, we have another returning superstar community guest. Her name is Deidre Pujols. And of course, she's launching this weekend her grand opening, her ribbon cutting of Queen Isabella's Bakery. She's the owner. She has 30 years of philanthropy and business experience worldwide. She now has opened a sweet spot for her own community to come and enjoy fresh pastries and coffee. She also offers catering services, corporate sales events, and custom parties. But she's a lot more than that. And by the way, it's already open. You can come out and visit today, any day. But we're doing the ribbon cutting grand opening, of course, this upcoming Saturday, which is going to be August 1st, depending on when you watch this show. Welcome to the show, Ms. Deidre Pujols.
Thank you for having me back. It's been a little while.
Yes, yes. But this is exciting. I personally have stopped by this, by the way, beautiful bakery.
Thank you. Great job.
And we're gonna get into all that and what inspired all this. Can you share with the audience? A lot of people probably already know who you are, what you're doing in the community, but just share with the audience a little bit about how this all got started. I know there's a passion behind that, if you don't mind sharing with us.
I think I was just born into an entrepreneurial family, and it got in my soul. So I love starting businesses and different things. But this was interesting. I've baked for years. I loved cooking. And people would always make a comment like, you need to open your own bakery. And it's easier said than done. But then I just started thinking about, I was really getting the itch to do that. And I was looking for the why. And one day I was thinking about my daughter, who's Isabella. She's 28, and she was born with Down syndrome, and she had not ever had a job. So I said, you know what? What if I open a bakery and provide an opportunity for her to have a job where I would know where she's at and that she's safe and doing something that we love, which is eating sweets and baking. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of how the why provoked me to end up doing it to what you walked into the other day.
Let me tell you, I walked into this place and it's just beautiful. And again, August 1st will be the ribbon cutting, the grand opening. And as we mentioned at the beginning of the show, you can go and visit it anytime now. They are open from 7 to 4 every day. And everything is made fresh every day. Yeah. Can you share about the process of, and she brought some samples, by the way, here, which I know Mr. Paul Roberts can't wait for us to try.
Quit
here.
The talking. Let's start the eating. All right.
Share with everybody, of course, the process of what you do every day at this beautiful bakery.
Yeah. So it was really important to me that we provided fresh pastries. There was a moment when I was worried that I would have to buy from a distributor and just put pastries in the window, but I really wanted to do fresh items. And this chef kind of fell out of heaven into my lap from France. He has 30 years experience. His name is Chef Brody. He's brilliant. And when he came,
shout out to the chef.
Yeah, he's really done an amazing job. We haven't even gotten to experience all that he's capable of doing, and we're just trying to build the menu. So anyway, so we provide fresh pastries every morning, and we've had the opportunity with things that we might not sell by the end of the day to provide to our first responders in the area, in the neighborhood, which is super cool.
That's great.
That's a blessing for us to be able to do that. So yeah, we didn't want to just have a storefront. We really wanted to integrate into other sources. We can provide custom parties, we can do corporate accounts, and we can also do catering. And a big part of this business was passion. It was for Bella, but it's for the community. We have Chapman University just down the road from us.
Exactly.
And I wanted to provide a place for students to come, have good coffee. We sell Moon Goat coffee, which is really delicious. Our baristas are daily working on new ideas for drinks and stuff.
So I had the hot chocolate. I'm not a coffee drinker, but the hot chocolate was delicious.
Yeah.
So thank you for that to your baristas. It was very good. And I want just really quickly, I want to show an up close of the pastry. So I'm going to take my earphones off and show the camera here.
These are just a few of our selection.
So you got a little bit of everything.
We sell quite a few French pastries because Chef is from France.
Wow. Let's just look at what, identify what some of those are in there. You just held them up so quickly.
We have your chocolate croissant, your butter croissant. This is actually my new favorite dessert in the world, honestly.
This one in the middle?
Yeah. If you like banana cream pie, you would definitely love this pastry. It's called a Bonnefille Danish, and it's basically like a banana cream pie on a croissant. It is insane. And then we have some savory options. We have jalapeno and cheese, ham and cheese croissants. We have pesto and tomato. And let's see, what else? So our cinnamon rolls, funny enough, we sell out almost daily. So the cinnamon rolls are really awesome. Yeah, you have your almond croissant. I have a tres leches
These
in there.
These are popular, right? These almond croissants.
Yeah, like, we have like almond croissant. You have a bear claw.
We got to get John back somewhere. In the mic here. We can't hear what he's saying here.
The producer's getting on me. Let's put the mic back on, right?
That's right.
There you go.
And then we have a few items.
Now, are
in
these
the
all, you mentioned this guy is, young guy is Vietnamese, but he went to study in France. So is it a style? Are we dealing with classic French pastries, or is there some Vietnamese angle to this, or
his
other things? Or
it's,
things
if anything, it's going to be French and or European and Spanish pastries. At some point, I want to incorporate a concha in there because I grew up with that. And we have our tres leches. We also have tiramisu, so that's more of an Italian pastry. I really do end up wanting to have more of an international bakery.
Any pastries that you yourself said, we got to have this one in here from your heritage or from anybody else that you knew, something that unusual to stand. You mentioned a couple of them, but anything from your background that says, I got to have this one here.
Yeah, you guys keep talking while I keep eating.
Yeah. No, I think it was just the concha. Honestly, like that was kind of the staple. But I realized that you can buy conchas in 17 different bakeries in one street near us.
Yeah.
But how can I have that one that stands out? So until I get that, I won't put it out. But we're just focusing on, we've been open 3 weeks. We soft opened.
Yeah.
But we really want to focus on just providing fresh pastries, having good coffee, a good place to visit. We get a lot of folks coming in after their church services and people who are on their way to a work meeting. They run in, grab a box from us.
But I love what you said earlier before we started the show, how you wanted to also provide a positive environment, right? A great place for people. I know you mentioned certain groups that you're going to bring in. Mm-hmm. They can have a place to either study, right?
Yeah.
So if you have any study groups or groups out there from Chapman University or wherever that is, this is a great place for you to come and do some of your work on your computer. I know that's a big thing right now, having a quiet place.
Yeah. So we're open from 7 to 4, and the reason was that so that I could have the evenings to offer it to businesses, groups. Like tonight we have a youth group coming in to do their classes, and we'll keep our coffee and our pastries available to them. Baby showers, wedding showers, corporate meetings, whatever it is, just a place for people, because sometimes those are hard to find. You just need a, I don't have a huge venue. I have an intimate venue. And so, so if people need a spot to host a meeting or an event, we'll be doing cookie decorating classes, cake decorating classes. We have our first one coming up on August 13th. So we'll be posting about that if you're interested in learning how to decorate cookies. That's myself and Rebecca.
Is there a limit of obviously how many people you can do that with?
Yeah, you'll have to RSVP and there will only have so many spots.
So register right away when that goes out there. And
that's right.
And obviously follow the social media, right? Queen Isabella's already has its own Instagram, right?
Yeah, we have Instagram, which I don't do too many socials. I run the Instagram, and AJ, my son, fortunately enough, he works for me and is running the business. So he's doing the other outlets.
Shout out to AJ and his wife, right?
Yeah.
I saw them the other day when I was there. I met them a few years back at a golf tournament, and it's just great to see the family atmosphere. Mm-hmm. We're family-owned business. My son now is involved with my wife and our business. So it's just good to see that. Mm-hmm. Your son's there helping you out. Obviously, you travel a lot. You have a lot of other things you got going on.
So I still do my philanthropy. And I think the last time I was on, I was probably talking about that.
Yeah.
Open Gate International, my organization.
That's right.
It's still very active globally. I'm getting ready to head to Moldova in September.
Moldova? That's not a country most people even know exists.
Yeah.
Much less visit.
Yeah. No, right. I didn't even know that until I ran into it. But basically, I've been there 10 years. So we're having a big gala with...
Oh, nice.
yeah, just celebrating all the work that we've been able to accomplish
there. What do you do in Moldova? It's right next to Romania.
Oh, that's like a two-hour podcast if I was going to talk to you about what I do in Moldova. Yeah. It's really impactful. It's from all levels. It's from the village level to the top government level. And in between, I also have a culinary school there that we've been running.
Great.
And if you remember, I have my culinary school in India and Cambodia. And then I was here in juvenile hall for 4 years until just this last December.
But you were doing work with them, right?
Yeah, we were training the youth. That's probably what I talked about when
I remember that.
We were just trying to give a culinary education to the youth. So when they came
out. So do you have a culinary background? You didn't go to culinary school or anything? Or had restaurants before?
Yeah, I had a couple of restaurants before.
Okay.
But no, if I would have done it again, I would have went to culinary school. But
you're self-taught.
I hired chefs to train me. So chefs from other countries would time with me. And then I would go into poor communities in the Dominican Republic, for example, when I was doing mission work. And I would set up times to cook with the ladies in the villages and get an authentic, real, raw education on their culinary. So I got on the ground culinary experience you can't really pay for.
Where do you think this comes from? Like when you were growing up, was it something, I don't know, in your family, your grandma, somebody, your mother? Like where do you think you found this passion from?
I know that where I started to get creative in it was with my great grandma. She was the last Spanish speaking person of our family. She would watch me, and I remember so vividly that she would let me bake whatever I wanted. So I would just find random ingredients.
That's cool.
Eggs, flour, sugar, and make up my own recipe. And she'd bake it. and I was just really young, but I remember so vividly. That's my first baking experience. But my Mexican grandmothers were always like making tortillas or something.
Nice.
And I would just always be around.
Are they around anymore?
No, grandmas? They've both passed. But
wow. So this would be like kind of, hey, the little girl with the grandma is now opening, yeah. Right? Full circle.
Yeah, it is cool. But honestly, I feel like just my entrepreneurial spirit loves the business industry. And where I am now in life is I'm working on legacy. And I think you can appreciate this too, because we're about the same age.
Yeah.
But leaving legacy for the kids. Yep, and I think that's so significant. And being able to maybe one day have 10 Isabella bakeries and allowing my kids to be a part of that corporation, those are the things I want to work towards now. And then in addition, my philanthropy. But
can I ask you a question? You were mentioning, we do a show with Chef Pascal about the restaurant business. So I'm always fascinated with the business itself. Is the business of bakery, is it enough just to have a retail store and sell baked goods every day, like bakeries have historically done? But you were saying, maybe you got to do other things. Maybe you got to do catering. Maybe you got to do special events. Maybe you got to have other things in your store. Because Chef Pascal always says, he says, it's hard to just survive on one thing.
No, that's true. I don't think the success of the bakery storefront will give me longevity. I think what it will be is other opportunities. But I want the other opportunities. I really want to be able to cater and to provide people with pastries for corporations and different opportunities like that.
And sometimes in life, we want to do something that we've always just wanted to do. It's part of, like we just talked about your grandmother and what you were doing in the kitchen with your grandmother. I see that with my son, my younger boy, and my other boy. They get involved in the kitchen with my wife when she's cooking. I'm not a cook person. I'm fearful of the kitchen.
Yeah, I know. I see your videos. You're always just filming. Filming and eating.
But I didn't want to say that, but that's
for the record,
kind of what I
do the grocery shopping. Uh-huh. Do the grocery
shopping.
And the
dishes?
I don't know about the dishes. The machine does that. But I will say that I see, as my sons are getting older, how they appreciate learning more things and certain things, the butter in this and all. I can't teach them those things. Obviously, I taught them other things like sports and other things, right? But I now see where this is going with you. You learned all this with your grandmother at a young age. And maybe one day they'll want to open their own restaurant. I don't know. Maybe they'll want to be chefs. I don't know. But it starts somewhere, right? The seed is planted somewhere. And so the fact that I think that you're doing this now for your children, right? It's a full circle. I think that's beautiful. You know what I mean?
But, and also, Bella was born with Down syndrome. I don't know if we even mentioned that. But because of that, we're a big part of that community.
Yes.
And
yes.
So I want to be able to have a place as well that celebrates people with disabilities. And
I saw when they had, was it their prom or something you posted, right?
Yeah.
Really
they've
cool.
had so many different cool events. She's part of a hip-hop group and does performances and neat stuff like that. So just being able to be inclusive in that way to that group of individuals and allow them to come and support her in this because a lot of her peers have come and celebrated with us.
Yeah.
But yeah, for me, it's just, look, I wish it was as easy as just saying, hey, I wanted a really fun place.
Yeah. It's work. It's work. Yeah.
It is full on work.
Because you have to be there pretty early, right? I know your son and I were talking about that the day we were there, AJ. I said, how early do you have to bake all this? Share a little bit about that, right? It's a lot of hard work.
Yeah, it's a lot of hard work. Where we were was a Subway before, so we had a lot of work to do to just change that out. And like you said, it's really beautiful. We don't have a huge kitchen, but we can make anything in it. And chefs get there at like 3:30 in the morning, and they start proofing and baking. And
3:30 in the morning? You just said that like no big deal. 3:30 in the morning. Yeah. Folks, when you go there to buy this and eat this stuff that's fresh, 3:30 in the morning. Yeah. That is some dedication.
Yeah. So 3:30, and then the rest of my staff gets there at 6:30, and then we open at 7. I'm hoping that we sell the Moon Goat coffee, and maybe one day down the future we'll have our own. But Moon Goat coffee is really good. I really want it to be that spot that people, because we're right off the 55 at Chapman
right
and Teston.
Yeah, right off the exit. Yeah.
So I really was. My hope is that people will make us their stop. Yeah. Come in, get your coffee, get your pastry. My staff is phenomenal. They are really good at talking to the customers. They're not just doing a transaction. For us, this is intimate. And so we're learning our customers' names. We're seeing similar faces over and over already in 3 weeks. So yeah, this is more, my business is about relationship and allowing us to fill a need that the community has for fresh pastries, for whatever events they might be having coming up, and good coffee.
I also want to mention, I'm a big fan of croissants. And so for me, a fresh croissant, like for those of us that eat the croissants, matters. If you go to other places where the croissants aren't fresh, you can tell that they're not fresh.
Yeah.
And so the fact that you have all these options for croissants, I invite you to definitely come out. And of course, 7 to 4 every day, Queen Isabella's Bakery. And of course, it's 125 North Tustin, Suite E. It's right there in the corner in the city of Orange off of Chapman and Tustin Avenue, right off of the 55 freeway, right? Mm-hmm. And of course, this August 1st is going to be their ribbon cutting grand opening around 10. So 11 o'clock in the morning, we'll do the ribbon cutting grand opening. But you'll be open all day regardless.
Yeah, we'll be open. We're going to have like a DJ. We'll have some giveaways.
Nice.
Some special deals going on. And then we really want to highlight in the part of the business where we do custom parties. So Rebecca will be there showing what kind of cakes we can offer and doing different demos. But we'll also carry macarons, cheesecakes, you know, there'll be other stuff. And then we have like matchas and different kinds of lattes. And so it's not only just coffee. We have Mexican hot chocolate that we sell as well.
Chocolate abuelita?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. So we're trying to bring everybody through the door.
So, John, can I ask a question?
Yes, sir.
When do we start eating?
You're welcome to have one. I already took a couple bites.
I'm choking up just so aromatic. It smells so
incredible. This is part of the show. We can't.
Which one should we try first?
I mean.
What's the one? What was
you have a knife. You need to be able to cut right, this. Got to cut that. So
well,
you
whichever one you're going to take, just take it with you. That could be yours.
Okay.
No, but you have to taste that. Do you like bananas? No.
Yeah, he can't take that one. He can't take that one.
I'll lean in from off camera.
He can take another one. He can take like one of these. This one's got to be warmed up anyways, right?
Well, what do you want? Which one do you want?
You tell me there's one you said should be.
You want to give him that croissant or something?
This one is the one that you should try.
What's the one you said is your go-to? It's your favorite.
This banana one.
Let's go. All
right. I'll set this one aside because
this is like cruel.
Remind me what this is called, Adidra.
That's the pesto and tomato and cheese.
Okay, I'm taking this one because I'm going to warm it up at home. Honey, I'm bringing this home to you. I know she loves pesto. This looks really good. You can't take this one, Paul.
I'm going off the mic first.
No worries. You're good.
There's
you're good.
So many to choose from here. How did you come up with the selections? Did you sit down with the chef and he said, here's what I like and here's what you like and here's what
I'm like, highlight your special things and then I'll tell you what else to make.
Yeah. But did he give you an array of these and then you said, no.
Paul, why don't you come grab your piece that she just cut you? It's right there. Careful with the knife.
He'll do whatever I ask, but I also don't want to. I am a catalyst in business, not a CEO. I don't sit behind a desk and micromanage. I find the best people at what they do, and then I let them shine.
That's good.
So I feel like I'm trying to do that with Chef, just to say, hey.
We got to stop for 1 second. This is really good. What is this? It's like
fine.
Banana
I'm going to try it too now.
It's like a banana cream pie.
All right, here we go.
Wow.
Now, I pulled this from the fridge. If I would have pulled it from the shelf, it would be even more crispy, but it doesn't change the greatness of
it. It's flaky, and it's got really the banana.
What are you doing, John? You just absolutely annihilated was supposed to happen.
I can't eat that whole thing. I've been eating this other one that I started eating earlier.
Wow, that is, I've never seen anything like this. I've never seen a banana cream pie kind of in a pastry.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really good.
That is good. That's dangerous good.
Yeah.
And what's on top?
This is kind of like a coffee kind of flavor too, or something?
That might have been, they might have sprinkled like a cocoa.
Like a little
on top.
Cocoa? Yeah. Like a little bit of powder or something.
But what do you call this, cream on top or something? This
it is a vanilla bean cream, but it's banana, what has banana all in it. So that's what you
get. Excuse me chewing on the mic if anybody's listening, but this is so good. This is dangerous. I know it's dangerous. It's early, but wow. I'm excited to have this one later because you said we got to warm this one up, right?
Yeah, typically I like my pastries warm, and we do offer that when people come in if they want their pastries
warm. Now, are you going to do cakes and cookies and other things?
Yeah, we've already had several custom cake orders in 3 weeks. That's pretty cool, yeah. Rebecca's phenomenal at the cakes, cupcakes.
How about serving wholesale to other restaurants and stuff? Because one thing, I love sweets. Everybody knows, listen to this show. Most restaurants don't have pastry chefs. They do not make their own. They sub that part out. Even really good restaurants, very few of them make their own pastries.
Yeah, so I actually ran into some guys that were opening up a pizza business of some sort. They were talking about how they have to order. The unfortunate thing when you order from bigger distributors is you have to order massive amounts or a high quantity of value.
Yeah. And it's never quite as fresh.
It's not as fresh. But the thing is, some people don't need that. Some people with smaller businesses just want a couple dozen things.
Exactly.
So, yeah, we're open to that, too. If you have a small business, but you don't want to have to order tons of pastries, we can do that.
And what about corporate orders? Because everybody just goes and gets the obligatory donuts or bagels.
Something. Probably order it a day in advance, right? Because you're making a lot of this stuff fresh.
I would think you're near Chapman School, a lot of businesses. Yeah. I would think people would, if once they get into this and know you, they would stop by and get an order, a dozen of something or whatever.
Yeah. So if somebody wanted to place an order for, I would say, 24 or more items, we would just need a day in advance to make sure we proof enough.
That's what happens when you're making fresh stuff, right? You can't expect to just walk in and have 24 of something. Yeah. I've seen your setup. It's really nice, by the way. When you get to the bakery, it's almost like you're having fun taking videos and photos of it because it just looks so beautiful, everything. And then, of course, you have also these desserts that are cold in the fridge that you had there. I remember taking a cheesecake one that I took home, very delicious, with some strawberry on it cut up. And so I like that because you have those options, right? The cold stuff and obviously the warm stuff, right?
Yeah. We're getting ready to add macarons, so we'll have macarons available.
That's pretty popular these days, right? People like that.
Yeah.
So will you have, because you mentioned your daughter has Down syndrome.
Yes.
Will there be, are you reaching out to have this a place that other...
She already has a foundation that works with that whole community, right?
Not here, I don't. But the Down Syndrome Association of Orange County is our group. So
that you support.
We support and Bella's a part of.
Yeah.
So, a few of her peers from that group have come in.
Great.
Because we've had other organizations come in. I think of Goodwill, I think deals with mentally handicapped people, and Project Independence, a few others through the years. There are a lot of people that could get a job, that would love to have a job. But nobody thinks, I can't employ them. I'm not going to take a chance on them.
Yeah.
And so could this be a resource where people,
it could when we grow. Right now I'm pretty small and just starting out. But my goal would be to be able to provide a workspace for that community. And that would be something even I could see for catering or golf tournaments I always see you at. Being able to have employees come and set up a whole tent full of pastries and things like that.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. I know you got a really busy schedule. I just want to remind everybody again, they are open right now every day, guys. You can go get these delicious, beautiful pastries.
She's not taking these home, is she? We get to eat some more, don't we?
You get to eat. You get to eat them.
From 7 to 4, you can stop by right off the freeway, right off of Chapman, on Tustin, right there, 125 North Tustin, Suite E, in the city of Orange. And of course, this Saturday, August 1st, they'll be doing the ribbon cutting, the grand opening, around 10, 11 o'clock. They'll be there all day, but we'll all be there as a chamber. We'd love for you to come out and support the event, of course, and learn also about what all they are doing in the community. And obviously, if you wanted to host an event, the catering aspect of it and all this. And so come out, join us that day.
Cakes, corporate stuff, lots more than just what's in the case that morning.
The point is, this is made with a lot of love.
Yeah, it is.
I get that.
A lot of love, right? And that's something that you're not going to get everywhere, guys. And so I want to thank Deidre for being here with us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's been a good relationship for years, you know, with our chamber. Obviously, we run into each other at different events, golf tournaments, and things like that. I'm still trying to fight her to bring some of her delicious empanadas that she used to make at the golf tournaments. But we wish you all the best.
Thank you.
And we're here to support you. And this is beautiful that it's named after your daughter. And shout out, of course, to your son and his wife, because they're the ones involved every day. And it's about family. It's about community. And like we said, they're made with a lot of love. So
thank you.
We will see you Saturday and wish you all the best. And we'll continue to support you. So thank you, folks, for tuning in again to our community podcast show powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, where our community is your community. Thank you for being with us, Deidre.
Thank you.
Wow, my mouth is still watering from that one here. I can't wait to try some of the others. That's one of the reasons you come in. Sample, see what's happening in our community, because our community is your community. Right here from Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio, streaming live from our studios here at the University of California, Irvine's Beale Applied Innovation Center.